Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you live this evening from Washington, D.C. It is the 21st of January, the day after the inauguration. The country does seem to have survived, and so has Washington, D.C. A lot of us heard there might be riots. A lot of us feared there could be a lot of disruption here because of the mass crowds that came to the city, but everything worked out reasonably well. Although, you know, living here in Washington all these years, I guess I've come to consider it my home, for better or for worse, and it always irritates me when a lot of out-of-towners invade my space, which indeed they did yesterday. But, as I say, we all survived it. And now, let us hope that Barack Obama really does bring change, real change. There are going to be a lot of people disappointed. That's their problem. But be that as it may, you know, if Barack Obama is as popular as he appears to be, then I would hope he would take advantage of his popular base to really make some change and shake things up in this country. Well, I'm going to open up the phones in a little while here. I just have a few items I want to comment on. I might end up taking longer than I intend to, as I often tend to do, but be that as it may, that's how it works. Very interesting, latest issue of The Nation magazine. Alexander Coburn writes, "The Israelis wipe out whole families, phone apartment blocks to terrify the occupants with boasts that their homes will shortly be blown up, and the Israel claque here in the United States stresses the consummate humanity of the attackers." Charles Krauthammer in the Washington Post celebrates the birth of the new year by extolling Israel for being, quote, so scrupulous about civilian life. Jesus. Professor Alan Dershowitz dishes out congratulation for Israel's, quote, unquote, perfectly proportionate, unquote, onslaught. Alan Dershowitz, ladies and gentlemen, this is the big shot Harvard professor. Or is he a Yale professor? It doesn't matter. He's a big-shot professor of law. And he compares, what, 13 dead Israelis to over 1,000 dead Christians and Muslims to be perfectly proportionate. That sounds like something he got out of the Talmud. Let me put my foot on this Talmud, which is lying on my floor underneath a waste can, where it belongs. Actually, it belongs in the waste can. Can you believe that? Alan Dershowitz, this great legal genius, if that's perfectly proportionate, ladies and gentlemen, that isn't, you know, I was never very good in math, but I tell you what, that doesn't sound perfectly proportionate to me. Oh, I'm not even going to say what I'm thinking. Well, interesting poll taken on December 31st. Americans were split almost evenly on the question of whether Israel should attack Gaza, 44% in favor of the assault and 41% against it. Now, that's very interesting, folks. According to the poll, if you believe the polls, I don't believe all polls are lies, ladies and gentlemen. We generally tend to dismiss polls when we don't like their results. But if this poll is correct, Americans were split just about evenly on the issue, with only a minor percentage more in favor of Israel's bloody assault. Well, that's very, very interesting, folks. If that many people in this country were opposed to it, that means the numbers of people who recognize Israel's bloodthirsty, genocidal, monstrous behavior, they recognize it for what it is. Well, let's go to the phone. Let's go to the break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, which, of course, is headquarters of American Free Press. And American Free Press is going to press tomorrow. If you're not subscribing, you should be. Check out the website at AmericanFreePress.net. Or, you know, you can call the toll-free number 888-699-NEWS and find out about all sorts of good offers I'm sure they're willing to give you if you subscribe. Just shake them down, folks. Get a good discount price, and maybe they'll send you a couple free books, maybe even one of mine. Well, you know, we were talking about Alexander Coburn's article in The Nation about the fact that the nation is roughly split down the middle over Israel and Gaza. Well, what's interesting, he says, the same poll showed that in contrast to solid Republican cheers, only 31% of Democrats are supportive of Israel's attack, unlike their elected representatives. Now, that means, folks, 31% of all Democrats polled in this country, in this poll, oppose Israel in this matter. On Obama's Change website, there has been pressure from the Democratic base for Obama to condemn Israel's attacks. Coburn says that's a faint ray of hope. Well, you know, folks, it's very interesting. I think it's very, very interesting. You know, even though we're told 75% of American Jews voted for Barack Obama, the fact is many, many people in the Democratic Party are really, really fed up with Israel. So that is a faint ray of hope in an otherwise bleak outlook. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there who always say, oh, Piper's always condemning the poor Jews. Well, I'll tell you what, here's a wonderful Jewish lady, Naomi Klein. She's the author of a new book, which I've heard a lot of people quoting. I think it's called The Shock Doctrine. I may have that title wrong, but she has an article in The Nation, and it is entitled, Israel, Boycott, Divest, Sanction. She says, it's time, long past time. The best strategy to end the increasingly bloody occupation is for Israel to become the target of the kind of global movement that put an end to apartheid in South Africa. Well, folks, that's a Jewish woman, an American Jewish woman writing this. And, you know, the fact is the world is waking up to what's happening in Palestine. She points out that several days into Israel's Gaza assault, Richard Ramsey, the managing director of a British telecom company, sent an email to the Israeli tech firm MobileMax. He said, as a result of the Israeli government action in the last few days, we will no longer be in a position to consider doing business with yourself or any Israeli company. When contacted by The Nation magazine, Ramsey said his decision wasn't political. He said, we can't afford to lose any of our clients, so it was purely commercially defensive. Well, folks, that's what it all comes down to. When we find out that American corporations, we as Americans, when we find out American corporations are doing business with Israel or with Israeli companies, then we got to tell them we're going to boycott them. That's what we need to do. Flood these companies with telephone calls. You know, a lot of people boycotted, I believe it was Caterpillar, which produced the tractors that the Israeli Defense Forces used to murder Rachel Corrie, that little blonde girl who was over there, a peace activist. This is what we need to do. We just need to show these American companies that we're not going to help support the activities of Israel by patronizing companies that do business with this gangster state that has gotten the United States into so much trouble and threatens really to destroy our whole beloved little world. Our whole beloved big world, I guess we should say. Well, you know, I read some good news in the Post today. Edmund de Rothschild, 93, member of the British branch of the Rothschild family, is dead. Now, I hate to be nasty like that, folks, but you know, the Rothschilds have been parasites. The Rothschilds and their global empire have been parasites, usurious parasites, on mankind since the late 1790s. In fact, it's very, very interesting. You know, Miriam Rothschild, another member of the British branch of the family, she was actually a specialist on, she wrote a book, which was called Fleas, Flukes, and Cuckoos. Well, that's right, she's an expert on fleas and flukes and cuckoos, which are all parasites. Now, I just find that just utterly fascinating that a member of the Rothschild family would be one of the leading authorities on parasitism. But you know what makes it even more interesting? David Rockefeller, this American frontman for the Rothschilds, he's the declining, aging head of this quickly diminishing family, which was once thought to rule America incorrectly, I might add. David Rockefeller himself is an expert, possibly even an authority, on beetles. And, you know, I thought, you know, I believe beetles are parasites. Well, I did some quick research on the Internet, and, you know, I'm no scientist, so if there's any scientists out there and I turn out to be partially wrong, you can let me know. But beetles, at least some forms of beetles, are parasites. So we have both one of the leading Rockefellers and one of the leading Rothschilds being experts on parasites. I just think it's interesting. What can I tell you? That's just my opinion, whatever. Okay, well, you know, I know so many of you are interested in the subject, and it's been a periodic subject of discussion on this program. I was going through my library today looking for something totally unrelated, and I came across the book, which I have mentioned on the program, but which I, of course, managed to misplace because I'm always shuffling books. It's by the American Jewish writer Leni Brenner, a Marxist who is anti-Zionist. And I'm not referring to his earlier book, Zionism in the Age of the Dictators, which documents that the Zionists did in fact collaborate with the Nazis and vice versa, a collaboration which was more an approach by the Zionists than by the Nazis, but which, as Mr. Brenner has very correctly demonstrated, such collaboration ended in about 1936, 3 years after Adolf Hitler came to power. Well, he did recently put out another book entitled 51 Documents, Zionist Collaboration with the Nazis. And what he does, he provides a wide variety of documents, many translated in English for the first time, that do document the Zionist collaboration with the Nazis. But here's a very, very interesting article from 1936, ladies and gentlemen, a very short article from the Palestine Post that was published in Palestine, and it was entitled Nazi Opinion of Zionism. And they quote Herr Hinkel, who was the Commissar for Jewish Affairs in the Third Reich, as to, quote, this is the Palestine Post, referring to a Nazi explanation of why Zionists are favored in Germany. And Herr Hinkel, the Commissar for Jewish Affairs, gave this to the German press. Now, folks, this is the Palestine. We're going to a break here in a moment, minute or two. So I just want to preface this again to remind you what we are reading here. This was published in the Palestine Post, which I do believe was an English language publication in Palestine, probably published by British elements. I'm not sure about that. But needless to say, it is quoting a high-level German official, the Commissar for Jewish Affairs, and it was released to the German press. Now, why is that significant, ladies and gentlemen? That's significant because some of those who have been saying that the collaboration between the Nazis and the Zionists was a deep, dark secret, this demonstrates, in fact, it was not a deep, dark secret. It was being talked about by the German government on January 29th, 1936. Think about that. Doesn't that suggest if the German government is giving press releases to the German press that they were not secretly collaborating? That's not a secret, ladies and gentlemen, when a government releases a press release to the press. And if you believe all the stories we hear, the German press was held at gunpoint by the German government and forced to publish German government propaganda. So, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. Maybe that's a bad metaphor here. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't a secret. And here is what the German government said. We purposely favor the Zionists culturally, because they are the only Jews who have given a formal and acceptable guarantee of cooperation with the government. Now, that's very, very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. But there's a little bit more to it. There's a little wrinkle here, a little nuance, which further demonstrates that the whole idea that the quote-unquote Zionists were exclusively collaborating with the Nazi government is just not quite what some people would have you believe. But we are going through the break, and when we come back, we'll go into that a little bit more. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0400. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S. I really like it.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
So this is how hey, folks, that's pretty good. That's a new addition here on this program. The guys down at RBN picked that up, I guess, from one of the first Star. I think they said the first Star Wars movie. I could be wrong about that, but in any case, that sounds pretty good to me. All right. Now, I thought it was kind of interesting. I happened to hear that commercial during the break for Life Change Tea, and that Life Change Tea sounds pretty good. And it would be so good, ladies and gentlemen, if we could get rid of the parasites in our political system in as great a fashion as we could with Life Change Tea. So let's just hope that if enough people patronize Life Change Tea and they get rid of the parasites in their own systems, that'll have a positive effect toward getting rid of all the parasites in our political system. That might be a tougher job, ladies and gentlemen. And just a coincidence that I happen to be talking about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers being unusually interested in parasites. And if there happen to be any people out there who are experts on parasites, don't take it personally. I'm not lumping you with the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. We all have our various interests of various kinds, and we don't always have the same interests, whether they're political, whether they're scientific. But like I say, you know, parasitism is a very real problem, and it not only affects our system, but it affects our political system. Wait, hello? Yeah. Oh, I got folks, guess what? We got a call from John Stadtmiller. Let's bring John up.
Michael.
John, what do you think?
I think you stepped on the end of that. I'll tell you what, let me play that again, because the real kicker is at the end of this. You ready?
Go ahead.
If I can get it to play.
That's technology.
Continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
And Michael, what did we have where you're at in Washington, D.C.?
Well, you know, see, this is the one thing. This is the one thing that kind of worried me. I was telling somebody on the phone this evening. On the one hand, it's wonderful when the people appear to be united, but you know, I tell you what, I listened to part of Barack Obama's speech yesterday, and then I read a transcript of it. And, you know, I heard people cheering a lot of rhetoric that is practically interchangeable with all the rhetoric. You know, Barack Obama has talked about change, but I didn't hear any real positive solutions to any of the real problems like parasitism, political and economic parasitism like we see through the Federal Reserve. I didn't hear that being talked about.
Well, and
but everybody was cheering.
Yeah. And a large crowd, and everything was just fine. And, you know, Michael, I will not use President and Barack Obama in the same sentence. I'm just going to call him from now on just Barry Sartoro. I'm not even – because the guy is not he's not lawful. He shouldn't be in the presidency. He was not eligible to become president. And what he left out of his speech, along with what you just said, being a senator, why wasn't he on the Senate floor saying, well, wait a minute, I know what the problem is financially. It's the banks. He put it on his inaugural speech. He put it on a few greedy people. Well, that's after they threw out the Glass-Steagall, all the regulations, the CFTC, the SEC. It was a wide-open game for Wall Street. And no mention of this. Now, the Obamination, a coronation that took place yesterday.
Well, and, you know, don't forget, John, you know, this is something that I like to torment some of my liberal Democratic friends about this. It was under Bill Clinton that they got rid of Glass-Steagall, you know. And, mm-hmm. and you know, that's interesting because what Wall Street and the big international banks And all these predatory plutocrats, what they have done over the last 25 or 30 years, even beginning under Ronald Reagan, the great conservative hero, they made deregulation sound like a good thing because they made it sound like this was good old-fashioned traditional American free enterprise. And all that deregulation has done was make the big banks, these plutocrats, richer, and the middle class and the poor even poorer. And, of course, they opened up our borders. They have set in place NAFTA and GATT and the Central American Free Trade Agreement and the Caribbean Basin Agreement and all these other free trade agreements that have basically eviscerated the industrial base of the United States. And this is all in the name of deregulation.
But Barry Sartoro is going to create millions of jobs, Michael.
Well, I tell you what, I hope he is, because he's going to drive a lot of other people out of work in the meantime, so he better give them jobs.
Hey, I'll let you alone here.
All right, John, good talking to you.
Thanks, man.
Barry Sartoro, that's funny. Maybe it's not funny, I don't know.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, if you could hear some of the conversations we have off the air. Anyway, yes, this is Michael Collins Piper coming back to you right here at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, well, before we went to John, we were talking about this very interesting point that the German government, in a press release, talked about their collaboration with the Zionists. However, here's what's interesting, folks. According to the Palestine Post, the German Zionist Federation never gave a guarantee of cooperation with the German government. Rather, a Dr. George Koreski, a representative of a group known as the representative of the Zionist movement, he was associated with the Revisionist Party in Zionism. So, what the Palestine Post writes is that this statement has called forth new protests on the part of Zionists who are determined to differentiate between Koreski and the Zionist movement. So, in other words, folks, even within the Zionist movement, there were conflicts as to whether or not there should be collaboration with the German government. And as I pointed out on another broadcast, one of the great leaders of what is called revisionism within the Zionist movement, Jabotinsky, who is a big hero of the neoconservatives in this country, Mr. Jabotinsky was very outspoken against many of his fellow Zionists, and I emphasize his fellow Zionists who wanted to collaborate with Hitler. So again, folks, we are dropping little breadcrumbs here on the trail leading up to a final resolution of this matter. And as I say, I fully intend to invite Jim Condit and or Christopher John Bjerknes on the program to really talk about this issue in some detail. I know that Jim Condit has, in fact, done a video on this, but I was told that Christopher John Bjerknes shares Jim's views on this issue, at least some of them. So that's why I thought it might be kind of fun to have two against one. And I'm willing to do that because I just feel that, well, let's just be honest about it, folks. I believe that I'm right, and I believe that the historical record shows that I'm right. And even the sources that Jim has quoted, actually, if you take them to the ultimate, you'll find that, in fact, it does not point towards Hitler being a tool of the Zionists, rather that, in fact, there was this early outreach by the Zionists to the Germans. And for their own immediate concerns, the Germans focused on it, but then broke away. You know, and again, you know, the irony is that we're even talking about this here in 2009. I would rather not talk about it, folks, but so many people do want to talk about it, and I believe that it's a very big distraction, but it's a distraction based upon misinformation for the most part. Not disinformation, misinformation, and misunderstanding, and I think it's important to set the record straight. Now, you know, another one of these little issues here, you know, I think, as I've often mentioned, I sit here in the evening and think about the forthcoming program. I think about the emails I've received from people and letters and phone calls and the calls we get here in the program. And, of course, this other issue of you know, I even got an email from somebody who said, well, is it the Sephardic Jews who are the good Jews and the Ashkenazi Jews who are the bad ones? You know, and, you know, I really don't like to draw distinctions like that and say, well, he's a good Jew and he's a bad Jew, or et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I think there's this misunderstanding among a lot of people who think that, well, the Zionists are the evil advocates of the Talmud, which is this horrible book that says all these things about Jesus Christ. Well, you know, it's interesting, folks. Something clicked in my mind. You know, I read so much. I probably read too much. I should watch more television, maybe watch soap operas and read the comics. But it occurred to me that I had been doing some research for my new book, which, thank God, and I do believe in God, thank God, I just finished up here the other day. And it occurred to me that the two leading authorities on the Talmud, one is known as Maimonides, and I may not even be pronouncing that correctly, and the other one was Joseph Carroll. Maimonides was of Spanish Jewish origin. That is, he was a Sephardic Jew, and his family moved all over. They moved to Palestine at one point. I think they even lived in Germany. And he is the guy... He is the guy who really brought the Talmud into popular discussion. Remember, of course, the Talmud was basically a bunch of rabbis sitting around arguing and debating what the Old Testament meant. And from that, in the days of old Babylon, when the Jews were in captivity, that is where the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, basically was consolidated and laid the groundwork for Jewish thinking. Well, then along came Maimonides, and I think it was in the 12th or 13th centuries. Anyways, quite a bit of time later, he then tried to work out a popular version of the Talmud. And then after him came a guy by the name of Joseph Caro, C-A-R-O. And Joseph Caro is a guy who put together what is known as the Shulchan Aruch. There's various spellings on that. If you look it up on the internet, it's something along the lines. I mean, again, variations, but it's basically, if you look up Joseph Caro, C-A-R-O, and look up Talmud, you'll find more about it. But in any case, that Shulchan Aruch that was a codification of the Talmud for popular consumption, basically a one-volume book that people were supposed to have to understand the Talmud, which was, in fact, an interpretation of the Old Testament, not the New Testament, the Old Testament. Well, anyway, my point, ladies and gentlemen, going through all this, through this pedantic exercise in history, is the point that Maimonides and Caro, the guys who made the Talmud what it is, the guys who popularized the Talmud, and you know, the Talmud, Rothschild's first biographer, S.J. Cohen, said, was the book that guided Rothschild's thinking in every way. So the Talmud is behind the thinking of the Rothschild Empire, and the Rothschild Empire is the force behind New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, through all its tentacles, through the ancient Illuminati, through the Freemasons, through the Zionist movement, through the international banking houses and the Federal Reserve System. Well, folks, when you are fighting against the Federal Reserve System, which is a product of all of this, you're fighting against the teachings of the Talmud. And these teachings of the Talmud, as put forth by the great Maimonides and Joseph Caro, ladies and gentlemen, these guys were Sephardic Jews. And in the thinking of many, many people, the Sephardic Jews are the good Jews. So if you do not like the Talmud, and you don't like all those things about Jesus Christ in the Talmud, and if you don't like those anti-Christian teachings in the Talmud, and if you don't like the Federal Reserve System, and if you don't like the international banking system and the Rothschilds, then, folks, I'm here to tell you, all of this framework for what we have came from the Talmud and these Sephardic Jews, Maimonides and Caro. So all I'm asking you is to think. Just think. These are facts. You can look them up yourself. You can find them in Jewish sources, pro-Jewish sources written by Jewish authors, all over the Internet, I'm sure, in books written by rabbis in plain English. You can find it all for yourself. Don't take my word on it. That's why, as I pointed out here in a program the other night, that's why I try to cite sources as much as I can for people. I've told you where you can look on Google, and of course I don't guarantee that everything you find on the Internet is correct, but if you'd use a little bit of discretion, use a little bit of common sense, and compare the things, you can find the truth. You know, what do they say? The truth is out there. You know, the Internet's a funny thing, folks. I was trying to get the correct spelling on the New York banking house Salomon Brothers. And you know what? You can almost find as many listings of that group spelled S-A-L-O-M-O-N as you can find S-A-L-O-M-A-N. And I'm talking mainstream sources, thoroughly reputable sources, financial writers. Respected financial writers misspell Salomon Brothers. And it's all over the Internet. So responsible people who are saying, well, I'm not going to quote that Mike Piper, or I'm not going to quote American Free Press, I'm going to find a responsible financial writer on the Internet when I write about Salomon Brothers. Well, they may go and get the wrong spelling on Salomon Brothers. Now, you may say, folks, that that's, oh, just a minor detail, that that's irrelevant. Well, good old stickler for detail here, Mike Piper. I am a stickler for detail. You know, I went through this book I was working on, running through the spell check. And, you know, sometimes I say to myself, oh, it doesn't matter how it's spelled. No, it does. It does, particularly when you're writing, at least in my case, when I'm writing things that I know people are going to criticize, and not only people on the other side, people on this side. Because as we have demonstrated here on this program, and I say we, I mean all of us, the different callers, you know, we can all be generally, sometimes it seems, on the same page, on the same side. We have all sorts of different interpretations. I got an angry email, and this is kind of a change of pace here, change of subject. I got an angry email from a gentleman down in Texas who's really upset with Dave from Massachusetts, our regular caller. and he's mad at me because I've said some nice things about Dave and referred to Dave as one of my favorite callers. Well, he's upset because Dave has criticized Jack McLam. And, you know, I told the guy, I said, look, you know, a lot of people call in here with differing opinions about a lot of things. I may agree with some of them. I may agree with all of them. In a particular case, I even took issue with Dave's, I took issue with some of Dave's conclusions about Jack McLam. In other words, I was coming to Jack McLam's defense, and yet this guy was still mad at me, I guess, and mad at some other people here on RBN, if I gather the tone of his email. He's mad because people have dared to say nice things about Dave. Well, you know, you can't satisfy everybody all the time. Anyway, folks, you know, I could go on about this. We have a few minutes left, and I don't seem to have any callers. So, you know, we do have a few minutes left here. If you want to call in, the number here is 800-313-9443. I guess when I said I might be talking, you said, oh, my God, here goes Piper. I'm not going to be able to call him tonight. Well, actually, folks, you do have a couple minutes here before the break. So if you want to sing, now's your time to shine. Yeah, folks, I called Mark Glenn earlier this evening before I did the show when I was sitting there with this big pile of books about Jewish philosophy and history all over my lap, and the poor old hound of the Baskervilles was looking at me. I think he wanted to crawl up on my lap, slop his big paws all over me, but I had all these books in front of me, and I said, you know, Mark, I said, it just gets so frustrating because, you know, we get so sidetracked in talking about things that really don't relate to our current times. You know, folks, so on the other hand, I do have to say this much, having done so much work for the Barnes Review and also for the Spotlight and for American Free Press writing about history, you know, the fact is what has happened in our history, we can't really understand what's going on today if we don't get our history of the past straight. And I'm not talking about even the distant past. There's a lot of lies out there about that. But just our recent history, the history of what happened during World War II. And I'm not even just talking about the famous Holocaust. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just some basic things that did and did not happen and the public perception of it. And, of course, that brings us back into the very, very, very famous guy, Adolf Hitler. So anyway, the point is, folks, that, you know, we do, unfortunately, by necessity, have to get into history. And a lot of the facts of history, a lot of people would prefer to avoid because, well, it's not nice to talk about it. You know, just like our caller Arian thinks it's not nice to talk about Jewish power in this country. When in fact, you know, let's face it, I quoted Avraham Berg, the former speaker of the Israeli Knesset, saying that that Jews who are acting on behalf of the Zionist cause have an extraordinary amount of power in this country. Well, Arian says that to talk about that is to talk about a conspiracy. No, it's no conspiracy. So, folks, you know, again, you know, it's difficult because a lot of people have different interpretations, but that's the way it goes. All right, we do have a couple callers here. I'm going to bring up John from Texas. John, you got in here just in time. John, come on up.
I believe it. Well, I guess I'm going to have to emulate the editing and recant on my Frank Zappa statement.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. For you, John. Yeah, there you go. All right.
I mean, I'm a stickler for detail, too. But nevertheless, what I'd said prior to that absolutely stands.
And absolutely. And I don't think our caller was disagreeing with that. In fact, impression he was a Frank Zappa fan.
Possibly. I mean, but as a funny aside, his manager helping him put out some of the filth that he did was Herb Cohen, nevertheless.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But not Frank himself, so.
Right. Okay, no, you are
correct.
Forgiven. I formally forgave you on the show last night, and I forgive you in person tonight.
Right on. But anyways, yeah, I was thinking, you know, there's so many great high-resolution images of the original Evening Standard of 1933 article, front page headline, Judea declares war on Germany.
I believe,
you know, if we actually could ever find out where Arian was, it would be nice. I think it would be a nice gift-wrapped, large blown-up frame-up of that. That would be a nice gift for him.
You know, John, I may have told this on the show before. I had a friend who was, well, here we go. I'll tell it when we come back. All right, stay tuned. John, hang on there, if you would. All right, folks, we're going to the break. Listen to those commercials, folks. Patronize those people that help keep RBN on the air. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Back. We're wrapping up the hour here. Our caller, John from Texas, mentioned the little-known Jewish declaration of war on Germany, which took place immediately after Adolf Hitler came to power, before any hair of any on any head of any Jew had been harmed in any way. And, you know, what's interesting is that I have this friend who, he speaks multiple languages fluently, German, Russian, and French. You can find very few people who can speak those languages altogether fluently and read in those languages. He was high up in military intelligence for some years, has multiple degrees, one of the smartest people you could find anywhere, and very much a military man. And I once told him about the Jewish declaration of war on Germany, And he said, you know, and he spent time in Germany. He said, do you know that in all my reading about World War II, he said, I was never aware of that. And what he was saying, and we discussed it further, was that he could understand then, for national security reasons, yes, homeland security reasons, ladies and gentlemen, that Adolf Hitler and the German government had some concerns about the loyalty of Jewish citizens because there had been a declaration of war on Germany. So John, you know, you made a very good point there, that that's something, again, that people don't know about. Yeah, and it's critical to understanding what did happen in Europe during World War II, or actually years before World War II even happened.
Well, indeed. I mean, aside from former Senator of New York, Martin Glynn's mention of 6 million Holocausted in 1919, I mean, you know, that aspect of they're actually declaring war. I mean, well, there you go. You're a war prisoner, and you're a subversive to the nation that's hosting you. I mean,
you know, John, the parallel can be drawn. I mean, George Bush said that Islamic fundamentalists had declared war on the United States, and as a consequence of that, George Bush instituted, you know, the Department of Homeland Security and the Patriot Act, and the whole American system was, talk about change. We had a lot of change overnight, a lot of institutionalization of long secret federal orders, you know, for emergency powers and so forth.
Executive orders.
Yeah, I mean, this is, and the reason why he did that, George Bush said, was because the Islam had declared war on the United States. Well, according to this newspaper report, based upon a high-level Jewish conference, the Jewish leaders, on behalf of the Jewish people, had declared war on Germany back in 1933, and they were going to wage a worldwide economic boycott of Germany to destroy the German government and the German people.
And it was
Of George W. Bush, if they truly believe that George Bush was working for national security, any supporter of George W. Bush would have to then say, well, Adolf Hitler was right. Yeah. But I guarantee you most supporters of George Bush wouldn't say that.
Yeah, his little epiphany was in the front page news. But I'll leave you this, see if you can sneak in somebody else. This is what I'll leave you with. I had a little humorous thought today, and that was, you know, if Wynette or Harette, if they had a which president looks best in the yarmulke contest, I think they'd have a field day.
All right, John. Take care of yourself. All right, folks, we're wrapping it up here this evening. Stay tuned for more good programming here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Thanks for tuning in. Apologies to those last-minute callers we couldn't bring up. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. With recent